but some for sustenance, some for beauty. When the sun shines and clouds rain, so their maintenance wasn't your duty. Try to give each creature own attributes, about making them enveloped. Gave you all your own space to grow, in your own way space to develop. I didn't know that such developments would cause rifts and jealousy, cause you to war against each other, leave marks on this planet indelibly. You see, I wasn't a creator, I was more the curator of nature. And I'm gonna set things straight with homosexuals right now. I don't hate ya. I was a simple being that happened to be the first to use such powers, but I just laid the ground. It was you that built the towers, it was you that invented bombs and the fear that comes with them. It was you that invented money and the corrupt economic systems. You invented terms like just war and terms like friendly fire. It was you that didn't know when to stop digging, when to stop building higher. It was you that exhausted the resources I carefully laid out on this earth. It was you that saw these bombs come to incredibly worth. It was you that used my teachings for your own personal gain. It was you that committed such tragedies into the world in my name. So I apologize for my mistakes.
shop, I have more time for leisure, and the library is a center for books on sailing and golf. And when the kids are married and gone, Martha...
Look before I go, it's a look for you. You only have to look a little more, can't you? And we can fall outside into the busy night. Oh, pull me down and hear you know it's all the same. I only want to see if you are happy again. Or we can roll around and find out upside down.
This guy, he has this problem.
He can't talk. I mean, he can talk, but never when he wants to. Not to girls, not to people.
He just opened up his mouth. Nothing came out.
I mean, I don't know what to tell this guy because, I mean, lately every time I give advice, the fit hits the shan. So, I don't know. Maybe the best thing to do is just...
Objectively, there's no such thing as death. Life is only a dream for the imagination of ourselves. Here's Tom with the weather.
Thank you, John. Good weather story tonight. The hurricane.
Let's see. Big news. The emergency PTA meeting to discuss. Yours truly. Yes, all of the professionals have come out to talk about little old me, and now they've all run home
to tune in and listen to what they've all been talking about. They say that I am
deluded. Demented. Deranged. Well, guess what I say?
So be it!
I say rise up in the cafeteria and stab them with your plastic forks. I say flogging and flagellation for Miss Crestwood. She gets 100 lashes for every single kid that she has hounded out of that fucking place. I say down with all guidance counselors. Make them work for a living. I can't stay away from this man. Oh, I gotta give him another call.
Here I come, Dee. hi, believe it or not, this is Hart Harry, and I would like the pleasure of speaking with Mr. Deaver.
Huh.
I love it. They just put me on hold. I'm waiting for you.
Hello, my young friend.
You're in on it, right, Mr. Deaver?
All over, son. This phone call is been traced, and whoever you are, you're history.
Oh,
Don't worry about me.
The phone line coming into the shed.
I'm all right. See, I'll bet what's happening out there.
There's a transmitter.
Police are busting some poor little old couple who have been unknowingly supplying me with my phone feed.
Any house within 1,000 yards of here.
I am everywhere. I am inside each and every single one of you. Just look in, and I will be there, waving out at you. Naked, wearing only a cock ring.
Whoa, time flies when you're on the run. I'm gonna cut out now with this unusual song I'm dedicating to an unusual person. It makes me feel kind of unusual.
We know But there's something you want to know. That goal was set. So funny to see how dumb some grown men can be. An unwanted weed, the dying ray, left to consider life as it passes by. Ignoring your calling, ignoring your taunting, ignoring your feelings of self-hate and loathing. How empty and pointless your life must seem.
Now see. fries to go. Give me Big Mac fries to go. Give me Big Mac fries to go. Give me Big Mac, give me fries to go.
Too much, too soon. in the human heart. There's something wrong with human nature.
Seems we have a new listener tonight, Mr. Watts of the FCC.
My favorite person and yours too, I know.
Hi, Arthur. Thanks for coming out.
Imagine a fucking political hack being in charge of free speech in America. He's the kind of phony in politics who wears a wig. I'll bet Watts was the guy who took names in high school when the teacher was absent.
You got a dope beat. We got a dope beat. Dope beat. You got a dope beat.
I got a dope beat.
We got a dope beat.
My name is at the top of all of those that mix. So turning poetry into cash for 87. Some didn't got paid, some jams were never played. But I am just a poet who watched the whole parade go by. And why? Cause they wasn't fly. Others claim to be fresh, but they're not KRS. I cannot walk around the street with my head in the clouds, either running on my gear or having colors too loud. Everything must coincide with the way I feel. And by the way, it's Scott LaRock on the wheels of steel. So I take one step to adjust the mic. I get around the whole city, so I do it nice. I like a funky beat, a studio like Unique. I write the crazy fresh lyrics and I don't eat meat. You can look me up and down, and my DJ too, because we make up the Boogie Down production crew. Taking out MCs on the 1, 2, 3, no matter who they claim to be in society, because we know their games, we have pulled their file. If they need a different style, we can't get wild. He's ICU, he's out to kill. I'm KRS, and we get ill. DJ Scott LaRock got his own beat. The extravagant life is what we see. I will tell you like this, cause I know for a fact I will live a long life and I don't smoke crack. Captivating the crowd 7 days a week. You know what they told me to say? I got the dope beat. I got a dope beat.
You got a dope beat.
I got a dope beat.
We got a dope beat.
I got a dope beat.
You got a dope beat.
I got a dope beat.
We got a dope beat.
For me to say again another verse of my rhyme means what you heard before must have blew up your mind. So now it's time to find poetry like mine. Do not waste all your time because I'm one of a kind. Pulling out and easy going cause the money be flowing. 64 brown eyes and I'm always showing. Stupid MCs on the mic the way it's supposed to be done. Instead of rhymes all week, but I be rhyming for fun. When they lose they get upset, always pulling a gun. But they gonna snap out of that because I'm KRS-One. Not two, not three, but O-N-E. Get it right the first time, I won't repeat this rhyme. If you think that you could burn me with your amateur ways, keep in mind that I've been out there from back in the days. I don't brag about the people I know because they're still bluffing and not giving me nothing. I can walk around the city with the rhymes I want, cause no matter how you front, there's still the ones you want. See, I am funky, fresh, and poetry is my opinion. Taking out you suckers while a Scott LaRock is spinning. One, I'm still kinda young. I don't wear Adidas cause my name ain't one. Got Nikes on my feet, and to be complete, I can rock an American or reggae beat. Got rhymes for the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Not being conceited, but it won't pay to try me out for any feud, any battle, any reason. Making rhymes up every season, this style I'm just teasing. Pick up the pace, oh boy, pick up the pace. You're way behind schedule, listen to what I'm telling you. This particular style may vary. The things I converse about are heard rarely. Some can't bear me, others try to scare me. Sounding intelligent, but not yet equivalent. You know what?
You got a dope beat.
I got a dope beat.
You got a dope beat.
I got a dope beat.
You got a dope beat.
I got the dope beat.
You got the dope beat.
I got the dope beat.
You got the dope beat.
That's the dope beat.
I'm
free America. America's ready. I'm ready. I mean, I want a million voices crying out in the wilderness. Jesus, let's get serious.
Jesus is a clue. He was 12 years old. Fell from the roof on East 29. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug. 26 reds and a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old. He looked like 55 when he died. He was a friend of mine. Those are people who died, died. 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 They were all my friends. They just died. She broke in church, she let the gimmicks go rotten. So they died of hepatitis in Upper Manhattan. Fly in Vietnam, bullet in the head. Bobby OD'd on Drano on the night that he was wed. There were two more friends of mine, two more friends that died. From a hotel room, Bobby hung himself from a cell in the tombs. Judy jumped in front of a subway train. Eddie got split in the jugular vein. And Eddie, I miss you more than all the others, and I salute you, brother. That his rage was just some goof, but Herbie sure gave Tony some bitchin' proof. And Herbie said, Tony, can you fly? But Tony couldn't fly. Tony died. On a narco rap, he beat the rap by ratting on some bikers. He said, hey, I know it's dangerous, but it sure beats Rikers. But the next day he got offed by the very same biker.
Watts can shed some light on the mysterious disappearances of some of our students. Luis Chavez, age 15, legally kicked out on September 26th. Arthur Washington, age 16, expelled on September 27th.
Hector Garcia, Edward
giving my goodbye.
okay. This is really me now. No more hiding. Listen, we're all worried. We're all in pain. That just comes with having eyes, with having ears. But just remember one thing. It can't get any worse. It can only get better. I mean, high school is the bottom. Being a teenager sucks, but that's the point. Surviving it is the whole point. Quitting is not going to make you strong. Living will. So just hang on and hang in there. You know, I know all about the hating and the sneering. I'm a member of the Why Bother generation myself. But why did I bother to come out here tonight? And why did you? I mean, it's time. It begins with us, not with politicians, the experts, or the teachers, but with us. With you and with me, the ones who need it most. I believe the whole world is longing for healing. Even the trees and the earth itself are crying out for it. You can hear it everywhere. It's the same kind of healing I desperately needed and finally feel has begun. With you.
If it be your will that I speak no more and my voice be still as it was before, I will speak no more. I shall abide until I am spoken for. If it be your will, if it be your will, let a voice be true from this broken hill. I will sing to you from this broken hill. All your praises they shall ring. If it be your will, let me sing.
I'm calling for every kid to seize the air! Steal it! It belongs to you! Speak out! They can't stop you! Find your voice and use it! Keep this thing going! Pick a name! Go on the air! It's your life! Take charge of it! Do it! Try it! Try anything! Spill your guts out! Say shit and fuck a million times if you want to, but you decide! Just fill the air! Steal it! Keep the air alive!
Behind you all the way, Harry!
You talk to me, man. You really talk to me.
You're the one, man!
Harry!
We're with you, man! We're with you all the way!
Talk hard!
Let's go.
is the happiest day.
Let it out.
This is Ethan from LA,
I'm 16, but I'm not sweet.
Are you running the streets? Call the real runaway hotline.
KCAT Los Gatos, California.
This is I am. Are you?
This is No Protection. I'm from New Jersey.
All right.
Upon a time, there was a little boy, and he went outside. On the wall of the projection room of a company specializing in children's films are inscriptions of appreciation. The children had drawn and painted these inscriptions, and the one that I remembered so well, I didn't write it down, I didn't have to, because I thought of it as myself. Once upon a time, there was a little boy and he went outside, because that's exactly what I did. When I was pretty young, I've been going outside ever since. I went outside in the big ranch country of Arizona and almost got bitten by a rattlesnake and a thousand other things. And then later I went outside of Israel. I guess I'm still going outside. But I'm not a little boy anymore. but I recall going to the very first Los Angeles Philharmonic, the very first one, I think it was 1919. It was a new organization. And I recall this great body of blue-haired ladies sitting below. And 45 years later, mind you, I went to another concert in the same city, and behold, the sea of blue. Now, there's nothing wrong with blue-haired ladies, of course. But if we aren't concerned about our youth, we're headed straight to a dead end.
You are listening to
Mid-Tasons.
Mid-Valley's.
Mid-Tasons.
Citations. Mutations.
On Sheena's jungle room.
Mid Valley.
You got me howling at the doom.
Part 3. Parchments.
Part of the WFMU family of products.
Mutations.
And welcome, good hello, and all of that jazz. How's it sound out there in Radio Land? I know when our country is basically on the verge of war and then not on the verge of war, depending on a post online from our president, it's hard to know how things are and how you're feeling about stuff, so Hopefully everything sounds good, and we can find some way of coping with this strange and unusual world that we live in. Maybe through some Harry Parch music, if I'm not mistaken. It is, of course, Mr. Parch's birthday, his 124th birthday this year. And while he has been, let's just say, departed from our universe for almost a half a century now, I think his music is still something that's very interesting and compelling, and offers a different take on the music, I guess is the best way of putting it. I don't know how much I should say ahead of the game of who Harry Parch was and what he did, but let's just say that he was born in 1901, and because of that, he would talk about how in interviews that he still remembered as a child growing up on this ranch in Arizona, the dying years of the Old West. And so as someone who was interested in music and thought he was going to go into music school and then changed his mind very quickly after he realized it wasn't for him, he went on to kind of shape and change music in a rather dramatic way. In the 50s, he was recording and releasing his own albums, often albums where he performed every bit of the instrumentation with overdubs and things like that. And his albums were not quite like your standard Western music. A lot of people like to make a lot of hay over his time spent as a hobo. He spent some time in the 20s and 30s, apparently as a rail rider and whatnot. But that is not the extent to which he should be considered, because his obsession with ancient Greece is something that I think figures into much of his work in ways that is not obvious at first, but then seems entirely obvious the more you think about it. his queerness, I think, is also something that is often overlooked.